Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to continue my series on pool guy and gal rookie mistakes. I'm going to go over some time management issues you may run into, specifically if you're in an account and things aren't running the way they're supposed to be, and you're spending a lot of time trying to troubleshoot that problem. So I'll go over some things that you should do to maximize your time out there and minimize the time you spend troubleshooting problems. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So when you're just starting out in the business, one of the things that is really critical is not spending your whole day at one account trying to troubleshoot a problem that you have no idea how to fix. And this is a very common thing that happens. If you buy a pool route, you want to make the customers think that you know what you're doing, of course. Or if you're just starting out and you just landed a new account and you're having problems with that pool, you may definitely think that the customer's not going to think that you know what you're doing, which is probably true in some extent, of course, because you're just learning the trade. This is beginning to sound like the Abbott and Costello Who's on First routine. But basically, since you don't know what you're doing and you want to appear to the customer that you do know what you're doing, you would want to spend time trying to troubleshoot the problem and get everything running so that the customer doesn't lose faith in you. But at that same respect, if you're doing that, you're actually wasting a lot of time out there trying to troubleshoot a problem that you have no idea how to fix. So to cut to the chase, basically what you want to do to maximize your time out there, especially if you're working for a company or if you just started, you bought a pool route with 50 or 60 accounts, you cannot spend an hour at this account trying to troubleshoot the problem. What will happen is that if you're spending an hour here trying to get things running and then you have 10 more pools still and it's already 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to be rushing through the rest of your route, and it's going to cause you to make even more mistakes and look even more unprofessional. So the rule of thumb, if you can't get a pool up and running within 15 minutes, let's say you get to the account and you turn on the system and it's not priming, maybe the customer let the pool water get really low and they filled it up during the week when you weren't there, so you don't know exactly what caused it. A lot of times that's the case. The pump overheated and you can't get it to prime. So you do many things to get it to work. You get the drain bladder out. You're putting it in the skimmer, trying to blow water through there. You're trying different things to get it to prime. And it's still not priming. And it's been 15 minutes. Definitely at this point, I would shut the pool off. And then I would let the customer know that I came to your pool today to do the regular service. And the pump wouldn't turn on. And I troubleshooted it. And I realized that it's something that I can't get going today. So I will come back either at the end of my day if I have time, or I'll come back the next day and get everything to further troubleshoot it to get everything running again. So I put extra chlorine in the pool to hold it over until then. Please leave the system off. I have it off at the breaker, and then I'll come back and look at it again when I get a chance. Or you could also refer it out. It's a good idea to have a network of guys in your area that you can refer work to. You can also refer to Leslie's Pool Supply. They don't do pool service, so it's safe. They'll go out there and troubleshoot it for you. If you think it's a major problem with the whole system, then you can refer it to a leak detection company, and they can come out and troubleshoot where the air is getting into the system or why is it not priming. But that's further along the path there. But the first step is to let the customer know that there's a problem and that you're going to address it and focus on it when you have more time to focus on it. And usually that's not a problem. There'll be understanding and you can go back and address it, because you don't want to spend so much time there that you neglect the other customers on your route. And to be honest, it may even be over your head on how to get it working again or how to troubleshoot it. So it's important that you know when to pull the plug and move on. You can't just be spending all the time there trying to get this one account primed, turning valves and doing what you think would get it to work. So you'll get the experience as you gain a knowledge of what would be some of the causes of the pump not priming, and you can look at those and do some simple things to get it working again. But at the moment, you're learning the trade, and you're basically going to be focused on keeping the pool algae-free and clean, and the equipment problems may be something a little over your head at the beginning. So it takes a long time to learn why certain things aren't working in the pool, and it takes a lot of experience to diagnose it and to solve it. So again, a lot of times when you're starting out, it's okay to tell the customer that since you are focused on cleaning the pools and maintaining them, a lot of your time is spent doing a full route, and you don't have a lot of time to troubleshoot equipment. Therefore, you're going to refer it to a dedicated repair company that just does repairs for you. And so in the case here where you couldn't get the pump primed, you can tell the customer that I'm going to come back and look at it again at the end of the day when I have more time, or the next day, and then I'm going to diagnose it, and then I'll refer it out to the company I work with that does repairs, and they'll give you a quote on getting everything working again. And so you have to have that network built up. I have two guys in my area that I refer to all the guys in my coaching group that do strictly repairs. And so if someone's in my area of service, Los Angeles, Riverside County, Orange County, California, Inland Empire, I have two guys that I always send them and I say, hey, call these guys, they'll go out there and fix it for you. And it's important to have that network in your area. You can send a dedicated repair technician out there to fix the problem. And again, Leslie's Pool Supply also does repairs and will troubleshoot it for you. And they don't do service, so they're not going to try to take your accounts. I recommend finding a dedicated repair kind of guy to do that. You can find a lot of them by looking online at the major manufacturers. If you go to Pentair's website, Hayward's or Zodiac's website, or Fluidra, you can find the service providers in your area that do the warranty work. And typically the companies that do the warranty work mainly do repairs. And so I would get a local guy to you, either from one of those three websites, contact them and tell them that you would like to start referring repairs to them for your pool service business. And so get their contact information, and then you would prep the customer again by saying that you mainly do the service on the pool and you have a dedicated repair company that's going to come in behind you to fix any problems. The last thing you want to do is spend all your day trying to solve a problem, get frustrated, have a bad attitude the rest of your day, rush through your day, and do a poor job with the rest of the service accounts on your schedule. So just keep in mind that if you can't get things running within 15 minutes would be the maximum I would spend there, you'd have to refer that out or come back later to troubleshoot it. So one of the benefits of the guys in my coaching group is that there's a group chat, so that a lot of them will post in there when they're having a problem, and one of the guys will give them an answer that could solve the problem pretty quickly on the spot, or let them know that it's a more complicated problem and to move on. And being part of the coaching group, you can actually text me or call me, and I can let you know that, hey, this is a problem that you want to refer out, or maybe this is something you can do to try to get it working again. So you have to have that network of guys that you can call. And my coaching group, of course, is a perfect venue for that. You can also join a local group in your area, IPSA, or there's different groups per state you can join, and maybe connect with a couple guys in the group that you can call when you're in a situation like this. But one thing you don't want to do is do it by yourself and be the lone ranger out there, especially when you're starting out. There's a lot of things you're going to run into, and you can waste a lot of time at a service account if you don't know what you're doing, which you don't know what you're doing because you're starting out. So you need to have that support of someone that you can call, and another pool guy you can trust, and of course a network of repair technicians so you can send someone out there to fix the problem. And most of the time when you sign up for a general liability policy, the guys in my group, we use SPPA or SPA, And there's a waiver you sign saying that you can't do any repairs for the first year while you're a member of the group. And I think most of the liability insurance have that waiver because basically they know that you don't know what you're doing and you can't really effectively do repairs at the point of starting out in the business. And so referring the repairs out is ideal, not just because someone else can do it, but because of the liability aspect of it. So if you're repairing something for a customer and you don't have the experience to do it, if something goes wrong, you don't set the plumbing correctly and it starts to leak and then it leaks into their house or the neighbor's yard or causes damage, you definitely are liable for that. And it's a liability issue, another reason why you should be referring things out that you can't handle. I don't think it's wise to tell a customer you can fix something when you don't have the knowledge to fix it in the first place. And then, of course, you have that liability on yourself because you took on something that you couldn't do. There's absolutely nothing wrong with referring work out to another company to do it. It happens all the time in every industry. So if you can't fix it, referring it out does not make you look like you don't know what you're doing. Again, you would just preface that with the customer saying that you're focused on keeping their water quality perfect by balancing their pool, keeping it algae free, and that you don't have a lot of time to do lengthy, complicated repairs, and so you're going to refer that out. And that's a perfectly sound business model. There's nothing wrong with referring work out that you can't do. A lot of guys don't do acid washes, they refer it out. Most of the guys don't do any tile cleaning, they refer that out, or tile repair. And so this is no different. Referring out the work will save you a lot of headache. So just remember when to pull the plug and don't spend too much time trying to get things working. Because I know that you have, in the back of your head, you're thinking the customer will think I'm incompetent if I can't get things working. But you didn't cause the problem with the system to begin with. You got to the account. Something is not working correctly. And it's not something that you did to cause that problem to begin with. It's very typical to go from one account 1 week later and have a problem that nothing you did cause. It's just something that happened. Maybe the water level got low again or something got clogged up in the line. There's a lot of different things that could happen during the week with the pool. Could just be that the motor burned out that week. Things like that happen all the time. So it's usually not anything that you had done the previous week to cause the problem. So you're not going to lose any face with the customer. I just want to make sure that you understand that you can't be wasting too much time trying to fix the problem. You have to move on and finish your day. And that really will help you, of course, in every aspect of starting out in the business, knowing that you don't want to get too frustrated with problems. And knowing that you have someone that you can call in to fix the problem for you is a great way to kind of boost up your attitude and boost up your confidence out there so that when you do run into a problem, you know, you can refer to XYZ repair company and they'll come out there and fix it for you and get everything working. So it's really for peace of mind too to have a good referral base so that you're not overly worried about a problem and you know that there's someone that can come in behind you and fix it for the customer. And of course, I have a lot more resources available on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. You can actually click on the podcast link and get a list of all the other podcasts I've done in this series of the Rookie Pool Guy Mistakes and kind of refer to those if you're starting out in the business. And definitely you can email me with any questions you may have at david@swimmingpoollearning.com and I'll be happy to answer your emails if you have questions for me. You can also join my coaching program that I mentioned at poolguycoaching.com, and for $10 a month you can text me. And for $20 a month, you can call me. Plus, you're part of the group chat where you can post questions in there and get answers and help out there in the field. You definitely need the support of some kind when you're starting out, either by building your route or purchasing a route. So I definitely recommend some kind of group for you. Either my coaching group or a local association would be very helpful. So check that out. Again, you can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer. /poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.